Puzzle the Hanyad has a quite a long gestation period, or an unusual one. It was written in a week, it was recorded in about an hour, and then finally it's been sat on for about 8 months, waiting for release.
I play the character Edward Bradley in the story, who was not initially described to me as the new companion. And I think the direction I got to play him was to basically play it as myself, or rather the two previous characters which I've played. But I think I did play it slightly differently, and he was more of a sort of panicky, stressed character. He wasn't too happy about being lumbered with the Doctor for most of the story.
When Mr. Hunt approached me for this particular part, I was already involved in Rep at the Edinburgh Fringe, and I was worried about taking on too many commitments. I mean, I had that to do. I had to bury my parents. They're not dead. I just wanted to bury them, and I had to get the milk. But no, actually, in the end, the recording slotted in quite well. You know,
I think it's an utter classic. I do a lot of charity work, and I like to see this as an extension of that.
I had no idea that I was actually going to be in that one. It was very, very hush-hush last minute.
I got involved in writing this particular story when Cy Hunt phoned me up shortly before the recording of Magical History Tour and said it would be nice to have an extra little two-part story that could be released later. The other main point of this story was to introduce a new companion. Companion was going to be played by Martin Penny. Now, it was very exciting being asked to devise a new companion. My initial thoughts were how we could make him different from Rob and Nick.
I believe the script for Heart of the Hanyad was presented to me a day before I ventured up to record it, and I don't think I'd read through all of it when I arrived, but I'd printed off my script, and I was having a read-through on the train, which was a particularly long train journey. I was trying to rehearse with my roles and make sure I got everything right, as it was my first Planet Skaro audio recording session. It was also the first time I'd actually met anyone from the forum, so I was a tad nervous. But everyone was very nice, and I quickly got into the swing of things, I think.
It was incredibly difficult being asked to write a story in such a short time frame, but in some ways I think it was very good, because you don't end up just thinking about things over and over, you're very focused. Fortunately, I had a free weekend, and I was able to sit down and do a lot of brainstorming and connect ideas and possibilities, and there's a whole bunch in there that I've got a list of still that are probably reasonable. But what I eventually came up with was three words on a page. One of the words was giant, the second word was space, and the third word was originally whale. So it would be Doctor Who versus the giant space whale. So eventually the whale became a tree, and things started to move on from there much, much better. Left me with one basic problem, which was that trees are very hard to write dialogue for, so I needed a spokesperson for this giant space tree that was going to crash into Earth and destroy everything, and this became the Hanyad. Although the Hanyad is loosely described in the story, in my mind it was originally based on the fawn creature from Pan's Labyrinth, which is a wonderful film, I recommend you all see. A creature that's very spiritual and very, very powerful, very strong, very male, but at the same time something that's a defence, something to protect the Hanyad, and has a deep relationship with it, which is beyond human understanding in a way.
I still don't actually know what the Chi Hanyad actually is, or was. I don't have a clue. I really don't.
I was really hoping that creativity would just come out of panic, really. I decided to just ring Steve up and say, write a story in a week. Put in a new companion, put in a spaceship, and go for it.
I was very pleased that Cy Hunt chose me for this particular impossible challenge, so I made sure I got my own back by knowing that he was going to do the production, including a script that has tons of funny sound effects, spaceships whizzing about, scuttling insects, and all kinds of things going on that would be an absolute nightmare to put together, and also my revenge on the actors for having absolutely ridiculous names, making Paul Monk's Doctor particularly well, slightly irritable and unpleasant throughout. Martin Penny's character, again, is a slightly fractious one. So, yeah, I think that if there was any frustrations, they're entirely borne out in the way the characters have come across.
I was at the recording session for Magical History Tour, and I'd done those bits, and I was downstairs, and suddenly I got this call from above, the voice of God, a.k.a. Cy Hunt. And I was herded upstairs into the room, and I was thrusted the script into my hands, and I was basically told to go for it and record the character of the Chi Haniad. And I did not have a clue what was going on. It was absolutely terrifying.
I do look forward to playing Edward Bradley in future adventures. I hope he can meet some of the Doctor's other companions. I'd like to see how they would react to him. And I hope he continues being a character who's a bit bemused by the Doctor's eccentricity.
Peabody's performance in Haniad is probably the bit I'm looking forward to the most. He's obviously a superstar. It's a given. He's a legend in his own lunchtime. But mainly because I remember getting an email from Cy Hunt around the time I was doing the making of for History Tour. And the email said he was about to record Peabody's lines for Haniad. And the actual words used in this email, I quote, were, "He's rewritten the whole bloody script," which is just 100% pure Peabody.
What do you think of the producer of the serial?
I think he's looser than a fiddler's elbow.
If there's one thing that I didn't particularly like about this part, I think it was the name. I mean, Grexos. I mean, really, what sort of name is Grexos? I mean, it's a rubbish name. That's what it is. That's the sort of name it is. David. Now, there's a good name. You know, why didn't we have a character called that? You know, so, common sense, really.
I'm currently writing a story called The Paradise Machine for Planet Skaro. And I remember I was quite interested when it was posted that they were looking for people who would be willing to write a script for a future story. And I'd had some experience with script writing in the past. I like to think I'm an okay writer. The script is now finished as I record this, and will be going into recording, so I'm quite excited about that. And it's a story which features the Doctor and his companions going to a space station and uncovering a rather horrific plot involving a machine which allows people to play out their own fantasies for the rest of their lives.
My feelings about the scripts now are that it's still very good. It's a cracking little number. I'm looking forward to hearing it because I haven't read it back since we recorded it, so I've only got a vague idea of vague memory of what happens. I've got a couple of major memories from the recording. The first was, of course, Mr. Peabody having a go at getting his name right. My other main memory was Paul Monk and Martin Penny sitting on two chairs in Cy Hunt's room going, "Whoa! Oof!" Like in that episode of Red Dwarf, very much. Well, Doctor Who and the Christmas Gnomes was very much an out-and-out comedy, so in future I might try and write something a little bit more serious, perhaps. I also thought that the cast of Haniad coped particularly well with their little roles. I hope they enjoyed playing them. Although I know Pip is going to be suffering quite a bit now every time he does his Haniad voice, because it tears his throat to shreds.
You know what, I am just so pleased that we're still making these audios. They are so much fun to do. At first you are terrified, you are absolutely frightened, but you've got to remember that you're with friends, and it's a laugh, so even though you're scared, it's a great atmosphere, and you all get together, you muck in, and you just enjoy it. And you just enjoy it. And you just enjoy it.